people take their faith very seriously, but there is also a lighter aspect to being part of the church community. In a new book, Patty Webster explores the humorous stories from the Bible as well as jokes in the Christian tradition. Besides being an author, Patty circulates in a very high-pressure, high-profile world. She's the CEO of a public relations firm that represents artists like Ludacris, Outkast, and Patti LaBelle. She also just wrote the book, It Happened in Church, Stories of Humor from the Pulpit to the Pews. Patty, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So you're a devout Christian, and I want you to share a favorite memory of going to church as a child.
As a child, I think a favorite memory was having a Sunday school teacher that was a psychology major in college. So he would do very interesting experiments that were biblically based, but I think they were also for him to get an A in class. So he would come and say, you know, consider, think of who you are, what you would want to be, and describe it through a magazine page. And he would have us, you know, talk about ourselves and then have us relate that to the Bible. He made learning about the Bible very interesting, but it was also very humorous because I was from a very strict, you know, Christian faith. So, you know, having things done outside of the realm of just straight ahead Bible principles was a little exciting and sort of fearful.
You have a whole bunch of sections with jokes, Christian jokes, basically. And you also have interviews with people and stories about, you know, analyzing aspects of the Bible. But why did you want to include the humor?
Well, I think that there's a few. One of the main reasons is that the perception of Christianity is that it's just boring and stringent, and it's a whole list of you can't do's, and, you know, there's no fun or life in following after God. And I wanted to show people through humor that God created all the emotions that we have, whether it be tears or sadness or anger, and even laughter. And laughter was not, you know, God did not say, well, you cannot laugh inside the sacred walls of the houses of prayer that we all attend. Laughter is just a part of who we are, even as Christians. So we can have fun in Christ, and even though we don't agree to do certain things, we can just have fun and we can laugh, and we can laugh inside the walls of the church.
Do you have anything that you can share with us, like a little, one of the little jokes you have in your book or one of the bits of wisdom?
Well, I think one of the funniest things is a little boy that was at church and he saw a list of people that were on the wall, and it was a dedication wall for everyone who was a member of the church that had been in the armed forces. So he's looking at it, you know, sort of quizzically, and the pastor comes over and says, you know, what's wrong? What's the problem? He goes, well, what is this wall all about? And he says, well, this is a wall in dedication and in memory of all of those that died in the service. And he said, in the service? Oh my God. And he started trembling and started be almost crying and saying, but which service, the 8 o'clock or the 10:30? not realizing, of course, that they was talking about the army. And of course, the pastor laughed and explained to him exactly what it was. But he was really thought that they literally died in church.
Now, this one is unusual. You write about weaves, wigs, and hair extensions that you see in the church-going crowd. That definitely piqued my interest. There's, you have a section called Is It Real or Assisted? And you talk about a woman wearing a wig who was dancing in church, and she takes off her wig to fan herself. So why did you share this information?
Because it was funny. You know, it's just things that literally happened in church that were funny. And it's not laughing at, you know, who God is or, you know, what the church represents. It's just that in church things are just funny. And that is one of the funny stories I've ever heard.
How do you use your faith in the work that you do with high-profile celebrity clients?
The best way I could say I use my faith is that I just walk by a certain, you know, godly principle. I don't force what I believe and whom I believe on anyone. I just lead a life that exemplifies Christ. And so people will ask me, well, why are you so different? You know, what is it all about? And that will give me the opportunity to share, you know, the faith that I believe in. But I don't do anything other than to just try to walk in with integrity and honest values and allow God to get the glory for all that he's allowed us to accomplish, even through this business and even attracting, you know, artists like a Janet or a Ludacris Hospice or an Alicia Keys or our company has just basically been because of God's favor and the fact that I continue to walk in obedience to what he's asked me to do.
When you think about someone like Ludacris, who is incredibly mm-hmm. talented, but also can mm-hmm. be quite controversial, you know, for example, he had a rhyme during the political season. Then Senator Obama is a big fan of Ludacris's, but he had to go out and say that he didn't appreciate the rhyme, including a diss of Senator Clinton. Mm-hmm. How do you reconcile your Christian faith with aspects of your artists that you, whether it's their dress or their language, that you may not find fits with your personal ethics?
Well, this is a great question. And, you know, sometimes the Lord will allow, I share this all the time, that when Jesus was here walking among on the earth, he was walking among sinners, among people that didn't know him. And as someone as awesome as Ludacris is in terms of what he does in his foundation, as a wonderful as a person that he is, you know, there may be things that I may not agree with that he says, but everyone deserves the opportunity to get introduced to God. And that's what I believe I'm here to do. I can make the introduction, but it's their choice whether or not to accept, you know, who God is.
Do you really talk to them? Do you ever find yourself in a position where you really want to tell one of your artists, you need to walk with God in a specific way? Do you ever have a conversation that might suggest, okay, why don't you go a different way in your lyrics? Do you ever have those kinds of conversations?
I do. And I mean, I've had a situation with a major client where something happened and she knew I wasn't happy just based on what it was. And after the scenario, and we went back to her hotel room and she says, okay, give it to me. And that's the opportunity that the Lord allows for me to be able to share, you know, that, you know, I wasn't happy about it, but God wasn't happy about it either. And it's, again, for I being able to just share the tidbits of faith and who God is and, you know, planting those seeds, because at the end of the day, it's God who has to do the watering. I can only plant the seed.
Do you believe that celebrities are role models? Some people disagree about this.
Well, I don't think I talk about celebrities as role models in my book. You know, role models, that's just a hard word to really define, because role models is so different for different people. I think that celebrities can be role models based on what they do, but I think the role model for everyone should be God and God alone.
You mentioned, of course, that God is your role model, but who as a physical being who either is on this earth right now or someone who may have passed on, who is your role model or has been your role model?
My great-grandmother, who started my church in 1929 during the Depression. My grandparents, who totally believed in who God was, obeyed him, reverenced him, honored him, prayed for their families. And now my mom and dad, who are carrying that torch and who've instilled in me as a person and as a woman of God that, you know, love is so instrumental in who we are and how we live, and that the best relationship that I will ever have is a relationship with God.
Well, Patty, good luck with all your future efforts. Sounds like
you
don't really need it.
Oh, I need a lot of God's favor. That's what I need every day of my life.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you. Take care.
That was publicist and author Patty Webster. She is the author of It Happened in Church, Stories of Humor from the Pulpit to the Pews. She's also the CEO of W&W Public Relations and THG Advertising. And she joined us from WCTC in New Brunswick, New Jersey.